Okay, our Shabbos Parshas Kisiso. So they command the Machzor shekel is interesting. Half a shekel, no more, no less. Why half? Why not a whole? Why such a small amount? Are we really accomplishing something with a seemingly meager contribution? The Halakha Tzemach Tzadik explains. We know that a Yid's action in this world produces a similar reaction in the upper world. We wear tefillin, Hashem Kavyachal wears tefillin. We learn Torah, Hashem learns Torah. And many examples like this. The Tzemach Tzadik says, when a Yid gives a Machzor shekel is given up in Shemayim. That forms a complete shekel, one solid unit. And oftentimes we feel that our avodah is insignificant. What can little me accomplish? In the grand scheme of things, do my mitzvahs and avodah really matter? Machzor shekel teaches that when we go halfway, literally halfway with a half a shekel, Hashem meets us in the middle. Every action of ours moves worlds up in Shemayim and is viewed as something great. We also see that even the smallest amount, the smallest contribution, is used for holiness. We always have to remember how far-reaching our actions are. A kind word, a smile, a helping hand. Rav Shimshon Pinkus like to say that often we feel the necessity to do something big and grand. What's one parak at the helm, we think to ourselves? We want to say the entire Sefer. Just say one capital, Rav Shimshon would urge. Just one. You don't realize how powerful it is. We should be zeichel that Hashem take all of our small deeds, one similar to the Machzor Shekel, and combine them into a powerful unit of one that can bring Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Meher V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.